welcome back to the Jefferson My Drink podcast, where we're on a mission to make 18 leagues a real thing. This is the week 13-14, and I am your host once again. It's Hallam Monk, and I'm joined by the debt-paying duo of...
Pete McManus.
And Ian Harrison. What do you mean, debt-paying duo?
Well...
What's that mean?
Should we talk about what we did last night? We went on our night out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now I know what you're talking about.
You should have said bet losing rather than...
Well, yeah. No, it's debt paying, because you paid your debts, and I was proud of you, because I didn't expect it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, if you're going to get involved in these things...
No.
I wasn't technically signed up to that bet properly, but I'll take the fact that I got it wrong.
I don't even remember the bet I made.
It was the Kirk Cousins one.
Oh, I definitely remember it.
I said I'd beat you with Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yes, it was, yes. Right. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's good night.
If you want to see the picture, go to our social. It's on social.
It's on Twitter at the moment, yeah.
Go to our socials.
Oh, God, which picture?
Picture of me and you.
Oh, no.
It was... It was Pete McAfee and...
Oh, no.
Harrison.
It's on the internet, mate.
I've somehow missed that today. I've not seen that go up.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
Right,
yep.
Fantastic.
Enjoy
as we always as I always tell my sons, the internet is forever.
It is.
So I'll say the same to you.
Beyonce can attest to that.
I'll say the same to you.
You two didn't sound that joyful when on the intro there. You like to discuss why you sound a little bit miserable?
I don't want to play fantasy football anymore.
Why is that, Pete?
I don't like it. I didn't want to do this podcast. I did everything to try and talk you into doing it tomorrow when I'm in London. So we should make the point that it's Monday night and we're recording again. So there's still one very boring game of football to come. But I'm 1-3, and that could quite easily turn into 0-4. And even if it doesn't, the one is in best ball, which doesn't matter because it's a total point thing anyway, and I'm already in the playoffs. So
right.
In my other three leagues, I have lost first spot, lost my playoff spot, and completely ended my season.
Wow.
In 1 week.
It's a bad week.
Yeah.
That's a bad week. The key is to never be in those places in the first place.
So when you were like, should we do the pod tonight? I was like, not really, no.
I don't want to talk about fantasy football anymore.
I don't want to do any of this. No. It's all rubbish.
It's like when I rage quit the pod about 7 weeks ago.
I wasn't quite at that level, but I was a bit like, I had a go at Ian.
Done with football, I'm done with fantasy.
We mocked Ian a few weeks ago for doing the very same thing, but now I know how he felt and where I wanted to go.
He was 3-2 that week. That was the worst thing.
I'll tell you, the problem I have is, or the big concern I've now got, is I've spent the last couple of weeks like working on trades. So my two redraft teams actually look quite similar now. So it was like they are going to like live and they're going to win and lose together, basically. I've put all my eggs into several baskets, Bijan including Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs, who neither of whom turned up. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ian?
Running backs. So I'm 2-3. So I've won one of my redrafts and I've lost one of the others to a 165 point team, which is a tough loss to take, really. Dynasty, I've lost, but I was intending to lose because I'm tanking that league and I'm trying to finish eighth.
Still not win, pick.
So because I was trying to lose and I've actually lost, it's technically a win in my mind.
You've not lost.
Are you going 3-2
so
then?
I'm 3-2 this
week. It's a good week.
So I intended to lose and I've lost, and tanking's really hard to do.
Have you got? It's early doors, but have you got your eye on someone for that first overall pick or
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, I think because I've got Lamar and Tua, I'll probably end up taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
You've not got Tua.
So I have.
He's got Lamar and
Trevor Lawrence.
Sorry, I know his roster better than he does.
I'm not in need of a quarterback in next year's draft, theoretically. As long as Trevor Lawrence continues to play the way he's been playing the last couple of weeks, he takes that into next year. So I think I'll be taking a receiver. However, I shouldn't be disclosing that on the pod.
We could have that. It doesn't matter.
Overall pick, mate. No one's going to take it from you unless you trade it.
We've got plenty of time to have that conversation before May or June, or whenever it is we do that draft.
And then best ball, I've got a probable win. I'm on 146. He's on 158. I've got Trevor Lawrence, Joe Mixon, Christian Kirk, Evan Engram and Tyler Boyd all to play.
You did need a 200-point swing, though. So if you're only
it's on.
If you're only on 147, I doubt that 200-point swing is on.
So I just need those five
to get about 50 points each.
To all start breaking records.
Yeah, I just need 40 each from them, and he's got Irv Smith, so I think I've got that one wrapped up.
Nice.
H.
High fives, everyone. High fives all
You've
around.
You've gone a bit early.
Yeah, this is an early shout. This H is claiming that he's 5-0.
I am,
but it is well within the realms of possibility that he loses a redraft tonight.
Yeah, the one redraft is Kirk against Engram, and a 14 point lead for me currently. But Engram is on tight end roulette, and therefore he's going to go off. And we agreed that last week, so I don't know why we're all doubting it now.
That's fine. I'm just saying, Christian Kirk, 20-odd points, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
No, because Evan Engram's going to get 20 himself.
You put in five GIFs in the group. It's going to look pretty stupid tomorrow morning.
It was a good GIF.
It's not helping my mood on a Monday afternoon, though, I'll be honest with you. I'll be over this by the end of the week, and I'll be ready to go again. I'll be ready to go again by Friday.
Yeah.
Luckily, we'll get to Thursday night football. That's immaterial. No. So it's immaterial this week. So I've got basically a week to get over this before next Sunday.
Yeah, I am looking forward to a full night in bed on Thursday.
Yes, sleep in early night. Don't have to get up. In fact, I don't think it's Patriots or Steelers. I don't think anyone in the UK, if you're not a Patriots or Steelers fan, will be getting up for that.
No.
And if you are, if you're one of our listeners, unless
you run a podcast, and you should be, and you should be getting to watch the game.
You can watch the highlights.
Yeah, we'll watch the 9-6 highlights.
If you're one of our listeners and you get up to watch that game, and you're not a fan of one of those teams, send us a picture of you up watching it, and we'll send you a prize. We'll send you a Jefferson Madrid related prize.
We want to see how bored you are.
Yeah. In fact, I'll send you my tank top from from last night, because I'm not going to use that again, as you'll see when you see the picture.
What you could be doing on Thursday night is selecting your game day team. So let's talk about game day. We'll start off with Ian, I think, for this one.
We'll work our way up.
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll start badly and get better.
That's fine. I was 154 out of 173. I captained Eckler. Zach Moss, Ramondre Stevenson and Keenan Allen all disappointed. Quite possibly the worst game ever, wasn't it? The Chargers Pats.
It was up there, yeah.
It was horrible.
I did put Mike Evans and Laporta in. They got me 60 points, but that nowhere near enough to salvage anything for me this week.
I finished 45th and I was let down by Stevenson as well. I also had Freiermuth because I thought he did well the week before. I was a bit short of money, so I went with a cheaper tight end. The rest of the team did okay, but those two, it was annoying with Stevenson's injury for not just game day, but also my fantasy teams, because I got him in two, and it sucks a little bit. But 45th's not bad, not great, because I'm not in the money though, so. As you pointed out, I finished last, essentially.
Who did?
You lot.
Yeah, if you're out of the money, you're last.
Yeah, it's first and last.
Like, I finished 154th, and, you know...
You finished the same as me.
I'm technically just as good as you, H, so it doesn't really matter.
But someone that did win some
me,
money...
Though. I did. I tell you what, my fantasy teams did terrible, but I was in the money across betting and in fantasy game day. So I scored a whopping 189.86 points, which was enough for sixth place and a £37 return.
Lovely.
That is a decent return.
Yeah, I needed that. That was so my Kamara captain that I called last week worked out perfectly. Ended up getting me just short of 58 points.
Brilliant.
CJ Stroud, my quarterback and wide receiver double up that I've been talking about doing with CJ Stroud, and for some reason I went Nico Collins over Tank Dell, and I think he might have just been a little bit cheaper, and just fancy. I'd need to have someone a bit different than everyone else, and that's obviously worked out well for me. Kyron Williams did all right, Bijan didn't, and then my other receivers were Cortland Sutton, who's become a touchdown machine.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, who we've just talked about, had a great day, and Pat Freiermuth, who didn't do much, but tight end. So
good.
Yeah, happy with that.
Yeah, and we also had one of our listeners who was in the money as well. So shout out to Steve, who finished 31st with 166 points and won himself £19.97.
Well done, Steve.
So well done, Steve, as well. So yeah, anyone wants to join Fantasy Game Day, I'll jump in because H was clearly stalling. Download the app, use our promo code JMDFS, send us your username and we will add you to our fan tracker. And like I've said in previous pods, there'll be a prize awarded to whoever our best listener is at game day.
Look out on socials for our captain choice of the week, as I nailed it so well this week.
You did well this week.
I'll take control of that.
You did. Because I swerved on my captain, didn't I, in the end?
Yeah.
Because I backed Keenan Allen and I saw the weather.
I like the fact that you went, I've seen the weather, I'll stick with the same game, I'll just go with a different player.
Well, it's obviously going to be, the weather's horrendous, can't throw it to anyone, let's just give it Eckler.
Yeah.
Didn't work out very well.
He's not running great, though.
No, it didn't. But while we're on Eckler, I know, H, you are hosting and you should be responsible for moving it on.
Oh, here we go. Stefan Diggs is back. Who was your MVP, Ian?
My MVP, my most worthless player,
MWP,
was actually Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good game. And
surprise, surprise.
He's a bit of a problem, isn't he?
On the way out, we were having the conversation and we both said, oh, Stevenson and Eckler could both go off here. Stevenson was carrying really well. And then I'll let you tell the Eckler side of it.
Well, other than the 3 20-plus scores that he did in weeks 8, 9 and 10, Eckler has been disappointing all year, really. I know he was injured for a few weeks, but in a game against a really poor Patriots team in the rain, Eckler only got 18 yards off 14 carries.
Worse than Miles Sanders, that.
That's terrible.
I know. But people bank on Eckler be catching passes instead. So what he actually did with his hands, he got 3 targets and caught 2 of them for 9 yards.
It was just a terrible game overall.
To bring in 4.7 points. And I captained him.
I think the biggest surprise with Eckler, when you look back at the last couple of years and the amount of touchdowns he scored, I've just had a quick look there. Is that 5 touchdowns? We're through week 13. I know he missed a few weeks injured, but he still played in, 10 games? 9 games? And he scored 5 touchdowns. He was averaging 20 a season for the last 2 seasons.
Yeah. He was like, you put him in your team and it was basically, you were guaranteed 20 points. Yeah.
And they were talking about, I remember hearing a lot in the summer about, you know, he benefited from Mike Williams and Keenan Allen going down injured. It's like, well, Mike Williams has gone down injured and he hasn't got any, affected him.
No.
The only person who's benefited is Keenan Allen. It's like 15 targets a game. So.
Yeah, not even Quentin Johnston's benefited.
Well, that's on his own.
He's only got himself to blame. Yeah.
Just on that, though, it's exactly what Pete said at the start of the year. When the running backs drop, they don't just slowly drop. They drop off a cliff quicker than anything. I mean, I've seen it with Henry this year a little bit. You're having this issue with Eckler. There's a few others that we kind of thought would be a little bit stronger, just aren't.
Well, the issue is, you still can't drop him.
No, because he will go off the week you put him on your bench.
Still... I don't know, though, if you get into the playoffs and then you're sat there in week 16 and you've got, I haven't got you.
It's a big call, though, isn't it?
It's a massive call, yeah.
It's a big call. Like,
cojones.
Because we are in, it's crunch time now, it's squeaky bum time. And for you to make a massive call on just dropping Eckler,
I mean, in some leagues, you could
still look at trading him, I guess, in some leagues.
But this one you've got Eckler in, are you in the playoffs? You made the playoffs now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're all right for the next couple of weeks.
So
give him a rest this week and then
give
him a rest this week and bring him back for the playoffs.
In the playoffs, he plays the Buffalo Bills and at the Broncos. And the Broncos are not the team that conceded 70 points anymore. That was a long time ago.
No, they've improved a lot.
But not
that much because they got beat by the Texans.
And you've got on your roster, you've got Kamara, Javonte Williams. Is that it? Oh, and Khalil Herbert. I'd play him over Herbert. Javonte Williams
is if a 50-50.
Yeah. When the Chargers play the Broncos, would you rather have Javonte Williams on one side or Austin Ekeler on the other? It's going to be a big call.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
I've just picked your selection nightmare for you. three weeks ahead of time.
Pete, who's your MWP?
Josh Downs. So
it's disappointing, this one.
It is. I had a few options in my redraft, and I left Charbonnet. I got scared off by the Carbonnet. Mm-hmm. I got scared off by the Thursday night fixture, as I think a lot of people did with their Seahawks. I've let Lockett go. In fact, he's not even on my roster anymore. And I left Carbonnet on the bench, and I thought Josh Downs is getting the targets. It's fine. He had 5 targets. He caught 3 of them for 14 yards, and I just can't believe it. But Pittman went for 105 off 11 catches, and Pierce went for 100 off 3 catches. Both had a touchdown. It was just one of those games where I picked the wrong Colts wide receiver. Yeah. And I could play him. I won't play him next week, but I could play him next week.
And he'll
end up going off for 20-odd points.
It's still all Pittman, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Pittman's, and then it's whoever comes alongside him. But Pittman's really shown he's a quality player this year.
Yeah,
After you fully said at the start, everyone
knew
I'm out on Pittman.
It was because of the quarterback. I wasn't sure on when rookie quarterbacks come in, and I think I'm going to have to change my opinion on that because CJ Stroud's shown it. I even thought,
to be fair though, Richardson,
Gardner Minshew is far from rookie.
No, but I say it was Richardson. But even when Richardson in the 3 half games that Richardson played at the beginning of the year, he had a good thing going with Pittman. So it's like it's not. But he's a quality wide receiver. I think the funny thing with Pittman is, because obviously we know he's a contract year, they're going to look at having to pay him in the summer. Well, he's not in a contract year, but they are going to have to look at paying him next year. They're going to have to make a decision. The funny thing with him is, I don't think he's elite.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be demanding change the market, reset the market money. But I also think he's good enough to be paid as your wide receiver one. I think he's good enough to keep as you want. I just don't think if they came out with a contract of 25, 26 million a year, I think they've overpaid him. But he's worth 18,
19. But that's the thing, he's in a position of strength from a negotiation perspective, because he's like, well, what else are you going to get for the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's carrying the Colts offense.
Yeah.
With a backup quarterback. What was it, over 100 yards, 11 catches and a touchdown this week?
Yeah.
He's consistently scoring double digits in fantasy. And he'll sit down in the room with his agent and he'll go, right, this is what I want. Go out into the market, see what else you can get for that money.
I think it also helps, though, and I said this at the start of the year, if Richardson can stay fit and they can build on that relationship as a long-term relationship, rather than the problem with Pittman is he's had a new quarterback every single year and he's having to build that rapport up every single time. If Richardson stays fit, he's going to be at the Colts for a long time. They can build that relationship up.
Yeah,
and that's why I think the concern
as a Colts fan now in terms of keeping Pittman after beating the Titans yesterday, there's a good chance he might go on and win a ring this year. So it's like we get to the end of the year and he thinks, I've done everything I can do as a Colt. Yes. I'll just retire. I need a fresh start. Yeah, I'll go somewhere else. I'll try and get them a ring.
I mean, you could always tag him, couldn't you?
Yeah. That said, I know we're joking, but then
is he worth the money of tagging him?
Yeah, probably.
I think he probably is.
They should pay him, though. Like I said, if you can't pay your wide receiver when you've got a rookie quarterback, then you're never going to be able to pay a wide receiver.
Yeah, fair enough.
They paid Jonathan Taylor, but they've not paid him like ridiculously mega money over 5-6 years, so they can afford to pay Pittman.
I like Pittman.
We need to stop paying random positions as well. So, yeah. It's about time he went out and paid a wide receiver.
Mine. MWP was somebody that I really enjoy watching, and I've defended him time and time again, and he was involved in the worst game I've ever had to sit and watch on Red Zone, and how they got so many highlights on Red Zone was actually beyond me. It's Justin Herbert. 7.98, 212 yards, and no TDs. Just an awful game for him.
He did quite
see,
well.
You see, you just mentioned red zone, and we saw more of that game than we did of the Dolphins.
Yeah. I don't know what I would love to go back and watch. I'd love to have the time to go back and watch the highlights of the Dolphins game because I don't really know what happened in the second half. They seemed to just beat them in the first half and then red zone just went
then
away
give
from
up
it.
Until Adrian came on.
They showed the two
Adrian scored two touchdowns.
They showed the two Adrian touchdowns and that was it. It was like there must be other plays going on
here. But for some reason, we saw more of the Chargers Patriots than we did of the Dolphins.
Because it was a one score game, wasn't it? Yeah, it wasn't a blowout.
Did you see the Patriots start? That they've lost the last three games. They're the first team in history to lose, or the first team in since 1930 something to lose three games on the trot, having only conceded 10 points or less in all three games.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Oh my word!
That's really
awful.
They've only conceded 26 points in the last three games, and they've lost all three of them.
Wow!
Cracking.
Does Bailey.
And I still put Ramondre Stevenson in my fantasy team.
Same.
Just stay well clear of him. And it's another signal to not get up for Thursday night football.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Did one of the Patriots quarterbacks end up as Howler this week?
Well, the short answer to that is no.
Ah.
So statistically, we should be awarding this to Tim Boyle.
Yeah,
but I personally don't think it's fair to include third choice quarterbacks.
Right. Okay.
For the Howler Award.
Well, to be fair, most of the teams in the NFL are running out their third choice quarterback.
I know, and this just demonstrates the mess that the Jets are in right now. That we are now talking about Tim Boyle having the Howler Award.
Wasn't he second choice?
Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson,
oh, okay.
Tim Boyle.
Can you
Trevor
just
Siemian? But now Tim Boyle, he's probably now fourth choice.
Yeah. Tim Boyle got benched as well. Trevor Siemian came on, so
Boyle
I thought Siemian might get a start, but now they're asking.
They're asking Zach Wilson to start again, and Zach Wilson is saying, "No, you're all right, thanks."
Not unless I get a night with
exactly what you
Salah.
Want from a professional footballer.
Yeah,
that you're paying money for.
Maybe he's doing it for them. No, you don't want me to start.
No,
you might have a very short memory, but I'm not very good.
Yeah. listen,
I'm only thinking of you.
Look. Let me stop you there. Yeah. It's the wrong call. It's just the wrong call. So this week, the Howler Award actually goes to number one draft pick, Bryce Young.
Don't like this.
I know.
It's two quarterbacks I really like.
I knew this was going to disappoint you because you were calling for a quick turnaround at the Panthers.
I know. Massive.
After they fired Frank Reich. And you were saying, Miles Sanders to the moon.
Yeah. It was two beloved to the moon, actually.
I think Miles Sanders had five touches.
Hey, didn't do well. It's the answer.
Did it not? You do surprise me.
3.9 points it was.
Me and Ian never would have predicted that last week.
Brilliant.
Ahead of time.
So
he's also dropped from my team this week. Yeah, there's a waiver claim in already.
Oh dear, oh dear. You could have held on for another week. You're just giving up completely.
How did Bryce Young get on?
He went 15 of 31 for 178 yards and an interception.
They were in that game until
They weren't.
Until the Mike Evans
went
touchdown
off.
Down the left hand side.
Yeah, I think they still could have had a game winning drive as well, and he scored 7.12 points. He's now got a ratio of 9-9 TDs to interceptions, so he's having a Jameis year.
A very low scoring Jameis.
A very low scoring Jameis year.
At least with Jameis,
but at least
was,
you know, I do like balance.
31 and 31, James.
I think you can't judge a rookie quarterback on the first 12 games of his career. You've got to give him. And I think.
Well, when you look at what CJ Stroud is doing and what Richardson might be doing, at the start of the season, I definitely was saying Bryce Young was walking into a setup that was potentially better for his performance
than
what CJ Stroud was walking into.
Yeah, I think everyone did, though. A lot of the NFL analysts went, this is the best situation to walk into, and there was people saying Bryce Young's the Steph Curry where he can just sit there and he can do what he wants, and to be fair to him, his O-line is a turnstile. It's hard, and you throw in there the fact that they paid a running back quite a lot of money and they thought he was going to do a better job. And I was high on Sanders this year. I said it from the start. I thought Sanders was going to be really good this year. He's been terrible. Tuba Hubbard is now the number one there.
What makes I feel like we do this with Tuba Hubbard every year. But, like, he becomes relevant.
He's not going to be the starting running back for any team in the NFL next year.
As soon as you pick him up off waivers and put him in your team,
yeah,
2 points, thanks very much.
But what's
chubs you?
What makes the situation there probably more annoying is they had Foreman, let him go, paid Sanders more money, and Foreman in what, 5 games has scored more points, more touchdowns, more yards than the running backs there.
I think that Foreman's
doing it through a better O-line.
You can't judge the Bears.
Yeah, the Panthers O-line right now. Yeah, of course.
There's not much in it though.
No.
To be fair, I think the Panthers are just a mess from the top down. Yeah. And I think, but Bryce Young, the only thing I would say is if you're a good player, or if you're a good enough player, you get over some of that. Like, even in Trevor Lawrence's first year, and I know Trevor Lawrence has come in with a lot more expectation than Bryce Young has, but even in Trevor Lawrence's first year when it was an absolute shambles, there was bits where you went, I can see why he's gone this. Well. Whereas I don't think I've seen one Bryce Young play where I'm like, that's why he went first overall. And there's been, one of the things that's made me laugh over the last few weeks is there's lots of experts and not experts, people we know and people you chat to and stuff, will tell you that, and I think you were one of them, H. I think you said that Stroud would have been better than Bryce Young, and I'm okay with that. Everybody, anyone who said Stroud, and I've heard it quite a few places, was going to be better than Bryce Young, no issue with that. If I don't watch college football, because they went 1 and 2 in the draft, it's like you could have them the other way around. What I didn't hear was anybody say that Bryce Young isn't a top 3, top 5 pick. No. And he just doesn't look like it at all. I don't know how any of the experts and analysts can get it that far wrong. But the amount of times it happens at QB. We've just been talking about Zach Wilson went 2 overall. Trey Lance couldn't have gone into a more perfect situation, could he?
Yeah.
And it's just that never happened for him. You just think, Mac Jones, there was talk about the 49ers wanted Mac Jones. It's like, so many quarterbacks come into the league and just bomb out. They just can't do it.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time, it goes down off like who's been there before and this playing the system, because people talked about Tua maybe not being great because he comes from Alabama, and all of a sudden they've got this Alabama quarterback that's good, and the script with CJ Stroud was he's an Ohio State quarterback. Well, there's only ever been one other Ohio State quarterback drafted first round, and that was Justin Fields. So he's kind of, I think CJ
Stroud's an outlier, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember another rookie coming into the league and having that much of an impact.
No. I didn't think he would be this good. I've said it from the start, but
I knew this actually would end up.
But I will say
CJ Stroud, love it.
Bryce Young was, everyone said Bryce Young had landed in the better spot. He was going to be, he's got the better components around him, and I would rather have Richardson based off his 3.5 games or whatever it was over Bryce Young.
Three and a half games.
I'd agree.
But he's done more things that impressed me in that time than Bryce Young has, and that's crazy because it shouldn't be that way, really.
No. Then Young's next game is against the Saints. Tough day.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting any kind of bounce back week.
No.
From Bryce Young. And I'm not expecting any kind of week, really.
No. They're going to end up with a worse record, and as we all know, they've given that pick away. If they just held on for a year without trading up.
If you look at their situation,
the Bears have got out of that pick, that trade is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are the Bears going to stick with Fields?
No.
That's a
March conversation.
That's one for a different pod.
Let's talk about the now though. Who have we got for waivers this week?
What I'm really enjoying tonight is the fact that you're following the script.
Yeah. I wrote it down this week.
we're actually going in order, so I don't have to mess around.
Yeah, I'm not making it up as I go.
Yeah. Well done, mate. You're getting better at this.
You are.
It was your pep talk after the episode where you said, this is why you're the third-ranked host, H. You need to up your game.
Yeah.
If you keep doing the right order, eventually you'll overtake Pete and be second-best host.
Here we go. Like, let's move on. Anyway.
Eventually.
Right, waivers, boys. Who have you got?
I'll go quickly. Mine's possibly just a one-week shot, but having brought him in all of my leagues and then said gone on to drop him, I'm back on the Tarjay Spears bandwagon. I think there's only one or two players who have gone out with concussion and played the following week. So I think
one player.
I think there's a good chance Derek Henry doesn't play this week. And maybe there's a chance there's a little bit more, but if you really need a win, if you're in an 18 league, you could either be going into the last week of the regular season or second last week of the regular season. You need a running back. Tarjay Spears, they're away at Miami. It's not the best game, but I think he's shown this isn't just a Chuba Hubbard or a Deontay Foreman or someone. I've just picked two players who've shown they can actually do it. But this isn't a backup. This is somebody who's been drafted. I think he's been drafted to take over from Derrick Henry at some point. So I'm fully behind the fact that he could put up a 20-point game this week.
I agree with you on this one. This is who I was going to pick. He actually rushed for 78 yards yesterday after Derrick Henry went out. The only downside to the Derrick Henry issue is they play on Monday night, so he's got an extra day to recover. But I do agree with you. Tarjay Spears is a great pickup this week for that 1 week. And if you're in this situation, it's 1 week pickups now. We'll go to another 1 week pickup with Ian's.
No, I think mine's more than a 1 week pickup. I think you might be able to ride this one through the playoffs. If you're desperate. And mine's Ezekiel Elliott.
This is twice. This is twice.
I'm not riding Ezekiel Elliott anywhere.
No. Well, Stevenson went out, got injured. He's expected to miss multiple games.
Yep.
Zeke will be taking over as the lead back in New England.
He looked all right against the Colts a few weeks ago before the bye. I thought he showed a lot more, and if he can show that, I think he's probably got a little bit left.
Well, after Stevenson went out, Zeke took on 17 carries, the most had all season, and for 52 yards, caught four or five passes. Yes. So if the Patriots' game plan now is to just run swings, because they've not got anyone that can pass a ball, give them the short option, just throw it to your running back. Zeke's your guy.
Yeah.
Scored a season high of 13.2 points.
Yeah.
So Stevenson's going to miss multiple games. Zeke Elliott will be run into the ground. And it's likely that because of who the quarterbacks are at New England, he's just going to get checkdowns.
I disagree. I don't think he's a good player to bring in. And I'll give you one reason, and I can guarantee you'll agree with me.
Go on then.
Because if you bring him in, you might be tempted to go up on Thursday night and watch him.
here's another reason why you should bring him in for Thursday. No TJ Watt for the Steelers, probably.
No.
I'm still not getting up to watch that game.
I still wouldn't get up to watch it. However,
watch the highlights.
If TJ Watt doesn't play,
Game Pass was invented for a reason.
Be carrying the ball every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. On a serious note, I think it's a decent shout. I just don't want to get up on Thursday night.
Two great waiver pickups. Let me ruin that whilst we're on a bit of a roll.
Is it Miles Sanders?
It's not Miles Sanders, no.
I'm dropping him. I'm picking him up.
He's going to be available on most leagues, I would imagine.
Yeah, he definitely is now. I went Elijah Moore, and mine, again, is an injury. Cooper Kupp went down. Elijah Moore then stepped up. He ended up...
Who went down?
I said Cooper Kupp, didn't I? It's Amari Cooper. I just read Cooper. Sorry. Amari
All
Cooper
the
went down.
Have gone.
Yeah, I wrote Cooper. Yeah, Cooper went down. Elijah Moore stepped up. He had 12 targets. Yes, it was only four catches, but he went for 83 yards and was clearly Joe Flacco's favourite target for the Browns this week.
Yeah, those of us who've got Njoku in certain leagues could see that.
And I think if Amari Cooper is down for another week, which concussion probably is going to be out, Elijah Moore's the wide receiver one there, and I think it's going to be a decent shout there.
Could be a good shout there.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Alright, well, I'll ruin it then when we talk about selection nightmares. right order again.
Yeah, we are doing it in the right order. You surprised me then. So, I'll let you guys go first on this one.
Oh, hello.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, yeah. You go, Pete.
Devontae Adams against the Vikings. This is full PPR. Or Chris Olave against the Panthers.
This is after last week when I told you to not play Chris Olave.
Yeah, he didn't do great either.
I'm going to come on to Olave in a little bit. I'm Olave. Jameis Winston is likely going to be quarterbacking, who, when he's been out there, just looks for Olave every time. And we know what Winston's
about. There's just
a good
chance it's Taysom Hill quarterbacking.
True. But they've got to throw it to someone, and they've got no
And that someone
Shaheen.
Will be Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it's Winston, which he came in, and he just peppered Olave again, I think it's got to be Olave.
I'm going to throw in a... So, I wrote this on the group, and then I'm going to throw in a curveball. Or do I play both of them and drop Jamar Chase?
Ooh.
Yes. Well, I'd wait to see how tonight goes.
And that's why it's a sort of secondary curveball, because I think a lot of it will depend on if he goes 3 catches for 40 yards again tonight, Jamar Chase is going to become an issue for me.
Yeah.
So, I would wait to see how tonight goes, because I was saying to H on the way to recording the podcast tonight.
To the studios.
To the studios. Pete's kitchen.
Addresses.
Yeah. The Bengals have activated AJ McCarron to the active roster. AJ McCarron, for those who don't know, is an ex-Bengals quarterback, played in the NFL before, was the MVP in the XFL last year for the St. Louis Battlehawks. So if McCarron plays tonight and plays well, then Chase could be back in the game.
Okay, didn't know that.
So I'd just keep an eye out for that.
Also depends on Browning as well, and I know it sounds a little bit daft, but he's having first team reps now, and he's going to just start to build a little
chemistry. I know, but there's only so many helmets you can bounce a pass off to Jamar Chase before you
two
get
two great catches last week
before you get caught out.
But it's talent that.
But I do think McCarron's the better quarterback, and
yeah,
I can't.
He's more experienced as well.
I personally would prefer to see McCarron under center, but.
You're tanking though.
McCarron might want to go back to the XFL next year, and we're trying to develop Jake Browning for emergency situations in the future.
Yeah.
In which case, we'll stick with him.
Mm.
But we've activated him to the roster. There's a good chance he'll take reps.
Okay.
But if you're going back to your original two, I'm going to say Devontae Adams.
Because of the Kamara thing.
Because of the Kamara thing, and Josh Jacobs isn't getting spammed like Kamara is.
Okay.
And the fact is, Jameis is just as likely to throw an interception as a reception.
It's not a bad thing for fantasy though, unless you've got Jameis. Because the more he throws interceptions, the more he's going to have to throw to make up for the interceptions. So
yeah.
But Adams has not had as many targets this year as we probably expected because of Jacoby Myers playing quite well. I agree. I think it's a really
Myers,
good selection
Myers
nightmare.
Dropped, Myers just dropped off one. Since Garoppolo went.
I think the point is,
we need to add another flex spot in this league so that I don't have these selection nightmares for next season.
You start to find one for pod content.
Yeah, true. I could just make one up.
All right,
then. Fine. I'd still have a 2 of 3, wouldn't I? So.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
I've got a tough one as well, I think. I've got Nico Collins.
Yes.
Who's playing the Jets?
Just won me 39 quid, so.
Well,
37 quid, so yeah, stay with him. And Tank Dell's dead.
So, Tank Dell's down for the year, but he's going up against the Jets. Or do we go Michael Pittman, who's going against the Bengals, which is the 26th worst defence in the NFL right now?
Oh, no, Pittman.
Pittman, okay, easy
enough. Pittman, because the Bengals have just put Cam Taylor-Britt on IR.
Ian is a proper encyclopedia of what's going on with the Bengals roster. Like, we've done this, we've done that. Yeah. Therefore,
putting Cam Taylor-Britt on IR has allowed us to activate AJ McCarron. Yeah. It's a direct result.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I would trust Pittman over Collins, just.
Yeah, I would go with Pittman. Plus, Pittman has been doing it all season.
So has Nico Collins, to be fair.
Nico Collins is more up and down.
Yeah.
I think it could either of them could end up with 25 points,
yeah.
But I would trust Pittman slightly more. With Minshew in there, I mean, Pittman had 16 targets yesterday. That's really ridiculous.
What's really annoying about this one is I can't play them both. And that is what is really annoying.
I'm sure you can, because you get at least two receiver spots and at least one flex.
Yeah, which league is it?
Dynasty.
So you've got
Jefferson and Diggs.
Just leave Jefferson out.
I'd leave Jefferson out. They're going to ease him in.
Yeah.
Diggs seems to have had some kind of fallout with Josh Allen for some reason.
Again.
Yeah.
Come on then.
Right. So
why are you last?
The reason I wanted to go last is because I want to do this one a bit differently.
Oh.
So you guys want us to tell you who you should play. I want you to tell me who I shouldn't play. Because this is in the Dynasty League that I'm tanking.
Okay.
So I want you to tell me.
You don't need to tank anymore, though. You've already got bottom spots secured.
I've committed to the tank, though. I can't be selective with who I tank against.
We've talked about this. Ian.
I know. I've committed to the tank.
It's all about looking after your own. You've looked after your own. You've got the bottom spot.
I'm committed to the tank. Because, well, no, because Sam could tank. Sam's still got a chance if I accidentally win next week.
Not if you're okay. All right. We don't need to get into the ins and outs. But the other point is the person you're playing is already secured in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter if you beat them now.
Doesn't matter. Tell us your tank off.
Gus Edwards or Chuba Hubbard.
So you want us to tell you who's going to have a worse game?
Who's going to have a worse game?
Who are they playing?
So I'm torn between these because they both have big game potential, but they also have single digit performances well within.
I would go. This is probably a bit unexpected, but I would expect Chuba Hubbard to outscore Gus Edwards, so I'd go with Gus Edwards.
Fair enough. Chuba's against the Saints and Gus is against the Rams.
I
think the Saints are a tougher day.
Yeah, but I think it all comes down to how many times he's going to get the ball, and Gus Edwards is going to get the ball less than 10 times. Chuba Hubbard is going to get the ball
almost 20 times. All of those 10 touches within the 5-yard line. 10 touches for 3 touchdowns.
But he might do that, but he's very touchdown dependent. Whereas Chuba Hubbard's gonna carry the ball 15 times and probably guarantee you 60 to 75 yards, and then you've got the opportunity of, is there a touchdown on top of that? Whereas Gus Edwards is the one, if you really want to try and tank, Gus Edwards is the one that could end up with a goose.
I think Gus Edwards is the one that can end up with a really high score, though.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
Because you mentioned it there. He's had a lot of red zone runs this year. Chuba Hubbard's only had the 2 from yesterday. He's not rushed for many touchdowns.
Yeah, but
I think Gus Edwards scored 9 touchdowns in 5 games.
If you were watching closely, Miles Sanders is pretty done. Chuba Hubbard is getting the ball. Also, Bryce Young, as we've just discussed, not great. Chuba Hubbard is getting the ball. Whereas Gus Edwards, he's got Lamar who can run it. He's got Lamar who can throw it. He's also got Keaton Mitchell stood next to him, who everybody's going, give the ball to more.
And Justice Hill.
And his chances are going up. And Justice Hill, I didn't even mention.
Pete's turned me around.
Right.
He's made a great argument.
I thought he was about to say Pete's turned me.
It's not that kind of pod.
You might need to rush him out of the building.
Because it drove me here.
I'm moving this on.
So, in the league where I want to lose, the person I should pick who's going to not score for me is Gus Edwards.
Yeah,
on Pete's advice.
You agreed with him?
I didn't to start with.
I'll take it. Right. It's fine. I'm not even bothered if I get it wrong. Fine. Ian's given me terrible advice the last few weeks.
We're going to go to matchups next. And I will start this one because I did mention it. Mine's Chris Olave. I think he's going to have a great week this week.
Why are you telling me a bit to pick Devante Adams instead of him then?
I didn't. That's, I told you to pick.
No, I told you Devante Adams.
I think Olave is going to have a good week purely on the fact that Derek Carr's not there, and we all know I love Derek
Carr. You're
upset
about that, aren't you?
I am. I did cry last night when I was thinking about it, but it's.
So did he, and his eyeliner was all over the place.
Yeah.
But okay. I think Olave is going to have a really good week. I think he's got a great matchup. And the fact that he's got Winston, he's going to absolutely pepper him. Him, and to be fair, Kamara could see a lot as well. Because if Olave's not open, he's going to drop it down to Kamara. But I think Olave, for me, I think he's a good pickup.
And they've got to beat the Panthers.
They've got to. Got to.
Right. They haven't been very good recently, the Saints, but they've got to beat the Panthers.
They have to, yeah.
I've gone with Javonte Williams against the LA Chargers. I think everybody has a bit of fun running on the Chargers, and I think Javonte Williams is due. He's kind of just been there, and I think he's due a game.
Yeah, well, I've got him in a couple of leagues, and
this is your week to play him.
I've benched him on in every team I've got.
Well, this is your week, mate. I'm telling you.
Right.
I've warned you.
For Eckler.
Yes, I would play Javonte Williams over Eckler.
I will say this.
That is my call for the week. Javonte Williams scores more fantasy points than Eckler.
Over Austin Eckler.
Put your money on it.
I might not put my money on it, but we'll roll with that.
Ian? That's Matt Pete's call of the week.
He's actually writing it down.
Yeah, so I remembered.
I love the commitment to it. Mine's Brandon Cooks versus the Eagles. Cowboys-Eagles should be a game everyone's excited to watch. Both of these teams gave up the most passing yards last week. Cowboys gave up 334 to the Seahawks and Eagles 310 to the Niners.
Imagine not playing the Seahawks quarterback this week.
The reason I'm going with Cooks, though, over any other receiver in that game is because the Eagles are consistently getting beaten through the air. They're the third worst team in the NFL after the Commanders and the Chargers, and they'll have their hands full trying to get hold of CeeDee Lamb, which should leave loads of opportunity for Dak to send it to Cook's way.
If that game's under 50 points, I'll be shocked.
Oh, yeah, the over-under's got to be at least 65.
It's got proper shootout. I don't think I've been excited about a Sunday night football game as all season as much as I have about that one.
So I think the usage for Brandon Cooks, and he's just scored TDs in back-to-back games as well. So he's on a bit of a hot streak. I think he's got a great matchup against the Eagles because they'll be trying everything they can to shut down CeeDee Lamb.
He's had a far better sort of ending to the season as well. He seems to be picking up, like you said there, he seems to be picking up quite a bit now. He started the season quite slow and now he's picking up quite a few yards, and as you mentioned there, two TDs in the last couple of weeks. I like it. I actually do like this one.
Yeah. Thanks.
The over or under is
71.5.
52.5.
You've got to take the overs on that.
I would still take the over.
You've got to take the overs.
Let's move this one nicely onto roulette. And we can't do our review this week, but I'm still going to hand it over to you, Ian.
Yeah, so I'll spin the wheel anyway. And at this point, I would usually talk about how good the tight end that the wheel picked was last week.
Just do it anyway.
Because it was Evan Engram, and he's still yet to play.
He's gone for 100 yards and two TDs.
He's playing the Bengals. He's going to go for 20 points.
This is the second night on the trot the Bengals have played, though. So... Do we need to explain that now?
No, because he'll be in the doghouse.
Do we?
So we all watched the game. We watched Red Zone together at a local establishment, and on the way home, Ian was debating whether he had the energy to stay up and watch the Bengals. And then we had to break it to him that he was 24 hours too early and the game wasn't until Monday night.
And I was buzzing. I was like, thank God, because I'm dying to go to bed.
He was all ready to stay up and watch it and then found out it was Chiefs Packers instead.
In my defence, because of my back issue, I am on a lot of painkillers.
Because of the falling out the tree.
I am losing track of days. So this week, the wheel, and we mentioned him already on the pod actually, because I've got him in one of my teams, and I think you have as well, David Njoku.
I'm off him.
You're off him?
I'm dropping him.
Oh, you need to get back on him.
He's annoyed me.
David Njoku is our tight end roulette. So, looking at his stats, hit double figures 6 weeks in a row. Bad week last week against the Rams. Caught 2 of 6 for 17 yards. He's going into a game against the Jags, where the Browns are probably going to need some of his more regular production to come away with a win there.
The thing that worries me about him...
And the fact that Amari Cooper might be out as well.
The thing that worries me about him is it's that change of quarterback. Because the quarterback changes, and then, like you've already pointed out with Elijah Moore, he just has different favourites, doesn't he? And Donovan, whatever he was called.
Donovan Peoples-Jones.
It wasn't him, was it? What was he called? Quarterback. Forgotten his name.
Dorian Thompson.
Katrina Johnson Thompson.
That one. That quarterback that they had. They've had about 7 different quarterbacks this year. That one loved Njoku. And it's like, you keep him in a quarterback, and then Flacco's come in and gone, nah, I don't fancy it. I'll just throw it over there instead. So I'm off the Njoku.
Yeah, Flacco's like, you know what? I'm just sending it.
To be fair, Njoku was a 1 week play for me anyway, because I've got Kincaid and Goddard. So, and neither of, I couldn't play either of them this week. So
no, that's fair enough.
Njoku's gone.
Anyone looking at trying to stream a tight end this week, I reckon Njoku might be available in 18 leagues somewhere. I've got him. I'll be playing him.
Yeah. He'll be available in ours.
So for Njoku to have a season high game, which he obviously will against the Jags next week, he'll need 17.8 points.
Big points for a tight end.
Big ask. But the wheel is very rarely wrong.
The wheel is infallible.
Yeah.
It's done a really good job so far.
Well, we are talking before Engram plays tonight.
Yeah. By the time this goes out, by the time people are listening to it, they'll be going,
and the Bengals completely shut the Jags down. for
it's
going to
be
good luck.
0-3 game.
Yeah.
Worse than the Patriots.
Let's wrap this pod up with Pete's moment.
Predictions.
Shouldn't take long, this
one. No, it shouldn't. The review of last week won't take very long, because for 13 games, we called it the same on 12 of them. The ones we got wrong, because it'd be easier to go through them, we all had the Steelers to beat the Cardinals. Can't believe we didn't trust Kyler. We all had the Chiefs to beat the Packers. And we all have got the Jags tonight, so that could still go wrong. Aside from that, I was the only one. The one game that we differed on, I was the only one to put faith in CJ Stroud and the Texans.
How does
that make you feel?
That is disgusting from H.
Yeah, terrible behaviour. Call yourself a fan.
Disgusting.
Broncos were on a high.
So I went, or so far this week, I am 10-2. You guys are 9-3. Makes very little difference. Ian's still winning by one, and he's 10 ahead of me. Moving on to week 14, we've got Patriots.
Just stop you first there, Pete. You've had a really good week this week.
Yeah. It's not enough, though, is it?
No, it's not. But
it's not time.
Very good week. I had 10-2.
I've never had a week where fantasy went so badly, but everything else I did went really well. Yeah. I had the Sky Bet. I told you before, I had the Sky Bet triple touchdown, or whatever it's called.
Sky Bet, you're listening, we're available for sponsorship.
Yeah, triple touchdown that they do. Came in both the 6 o'clock game and the 9 o'clock game came in. I had a few other bets that came in. It was all good.
Oh, good. I'm glad
game day, won on game day, so I'm in the money.
You've made more money, though.
While we're on the subject of money and me having won a bit of money, do you think it's time for me to pay out on my Jets bet?
I think
yes.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
The 4-8.
Yeah.
I think it's time to give up on that bet.
Just
pay your
just
money.
Pay it now.
Pay your money.
Get it out of the way.
And then you can avoid the end of season gloating.
And what I'd also do is say double or quits next year. I would hang on and see if you double the quits.
I probably wouldn't do that, Pete.
Yeah, I'm not.
Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
I'm not stronger.
Yeah,
I'm not daft enough to make that bet in December. Yeah, I think I might just get that paid tonight while I've got the money.
Yeah,
and it's not going to hurt me. I won that the weekend. You can have it.
It's not my money anyway.
We were talking about this before we came on in terms of the AFC playoff picture. I stand by my point that if Aaron Rodgers had played all season, they'd be in it.
100%.
That defense and the team, the quality he's got around him, all he had to do was play to an average Aaron Rodgers level. And
the Bills aren't looking great.
No, they'd be comfortably 7-5 at
any
very
year,
least.
Any year they could have done it.
Yeah.
It could have been this year, because the Bills don't look.
I thought they had a good chance the way we thought the AFC was going to pan out, and the way it has pan out, I think they would have had a great chance.
Yeah.
And it just got done on the fourth play of the game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right, let's crack through this. Thursday night, Patriots at Steelers.
Steelers.
Snooze. It's got to be Steelers.
Yeah.
Just pick the draw.
I'd love to just mix it up and go against you, because I need to get one back, but I can't on that one. Bucks at Falcons.
Bucks.
I'm going to go Falcons.
Oh. That's a surprise.
I don't know what it is
he
about.
Needs the key. Oh.
I don't know what it is about Falcons every week.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Okay. That gives me one game back. So now I'm only 9 behind. Rams at Ravens.
Ravens.
It's hard not to back the Ravens.
Yeah, agreed. Lions at Bears.
Lions. I know H will go Lions because he's a big Dan Campbell fan.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't. I've not trusted the Bears in that game. I think the Lions seem to have worked it out again after Thanksgiving. Colts at Bengals.
Colts.
You're not backing your own Bengals.
No, mate.
Oh, against my Colts.
No.
Minchie could you have imagined that at the beginning of the year?
No.
We sat there. Can we not talk you into it?
When we did the preseason predictions of how our seasons would go, even you said it was a Bengals win.
Oh yeah, we've smashed ours.
Oh, absolutely destroyed it.
Yeah, 6 wins. Beat them.
We could obviously discuss
that. Must be nice.
As discussed yesterday, we could have 3 AFC South teams in the playoffs.
What did we?
Which would be incredible for the AFC South. It's about time we flexed our muscle in the South. we get people having a go at us year on year. Now we're back
with a bang.
The strongest division in football.
Minshew in the playoffs.
I wouldn't go that far.
Love to see Minshew in the playoffs.
It's. Do you know what it is? It's good football though. It's good to watch.
It is a good to watch at the minute.
That was it. We're putting up. It's not the AFC North, is it?
No.
Been 10 points and you're lucky. Right, we're all going Colts then, yeah.
Yeah.
Jags at Browns.
Jags for me, please.
Same.
Yeah, I agree. That's a clean sweep on that. Panthers at Saints.
It's got to be the Saints.
Yeah.
I can't see the Panthers winning any game Saints for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Texans at Jets.
Texans.
Yeah, I'm going Texans. I think they've got too much. I've already
done with my Jets fandom.
But you need these games, mate.
I didn't even get a chance to wear my t-shirt. I bought Vikings, Vikings at Raiders.
Vikings.
I'm gonna go Raiders.
I'm gonna go Vikings as well.
I'm just trying. Although
I do need to see who the quarterback is gonna be, because if it is Nick Mullen, there's no chance.
It's a tough game of quarterbacks you don't want to watch.
Yeah.
And then that's all in it. So that's the early slate on Thursday. Not Thursday, Sunday. The late slate has some proper games in it. Yeah. Proper NFL.
Just flex one of those.
Proper NFL
to 6
games.
6 o'clock. Although Lions and Bears would be interesting to watch.
Yeah, we need Justin Fields to have a good game in that to make it a good game.
Yeah.
Seahawks at 49ers.
Niners.
I've gone Niners as well.
Yeah, I don't think
they looked good last night.
I thought the Seahawks were really good on Thursday, but the 49ers had a proper chip on their shoulder yesterday. Yeah. If they carry that into the game on Sunday, they carry it into the rest of the season.
They sent a message.
Yeah. I think the Eagles did that to themselves though, because if you watch the pre thing, Sirianni kicked off because the 49ers D came out 5 minutes early for a warm up. Oh, get a grip! Why are you going and literally just igniting their fire? Just
did you see the video of Fred Warner coming off into the tunnel?
No.
Somebody said something into it. He just looked at me and went, "Are we surprised? Are we surprised?" And then walked off.
Wow.
Or, "Do we look surprised?" or something like that. It was just like, yeah, he was properly riled up. And this is at the end when they've won the game, and you're just like,
I think
they were really up for that yesterday.
I think that is potentially the NFC Championship game, and I think it's going to be one of the best games of the season that we'll watch.
Yeah, there's a good chance we'll see a rematch of that.
Yeah, because they're going to be 1-2, so chances are they're going to miss each other until the
NFC. Unless
the Cowboys,
we'll see.
Yeah. Lions are in there as well.
The Colts do so.
Different division,
sorry,
man.
Different conference.
We'll just be waiting for the winners.
Yeah, let's take you on.
We're waiting for the winners. When the AFC comes through, Lucas Oil, Bills it, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs as well.
This was a tough one for me as well, to be fair.
I found this one a real difficult one, but I'm going Bills because I was very underwhelmed with the Chiefs last night, and I need the Bills to have a good game for fantasy purposes. So
the only reason I've gone with the Chiefs is because I backed them to lose a couple of times already this season, and every time I backed them to lose, they've gone out and won. So I'm backing them to win.
So they lose
essentially.
Okay, that makes no sense. Broncos at Chargers.
Chargers.
Me too.
I'm going Broncos.
Got a bit of a thing for the Broncos now, aren't you?
I just they impress me. The sort of 5 games winning streak.
Impress me. As they lost to the Texans this weekend.
No, They were on
Keenan Allen to step back up. They were at home.
Five wins, beating teams they shouldn't beat.
Yeah.
They played us. To be honest, I think we got a little bit lucky towards the end, which, granted, great play by Jimmy Ward, but Broncos were impressive. Broncos look quite good. They look like a proper team now. They're not the same team that were 1-5 by a long shot.
Yeah, I agree with that. I still think, I don't know, Chargers are, in fact, both of those teams desperately need a win.
Yeah,
definitely. Keep the playoff hopes alive. Eagles at Cowboys.
This is a game that I would just love to be at this week. And I think the Eagles will do it.
I've gone Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys.
Like, what, I say,
why are you both disagreeing this week?
Look, I've got it written down right here. I was always going Cowboys, and it's mainly because when I was doing my research on Brandon Cooks, and the Eagles are getting done through the air. They're the third worst pass defense, and we're now talking of Dak Prescott being in the MVP candidate position.
Yeah,
coming up against that Eagle secondary, they're just letting. They're allowing yards everywhere.
Yeah,
and I
also think the Cowboys are due one. They've kind of, the Eagles have been beating up on them for a couple of years now, and they played them really well in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. Yeah. And I just think at home, Sunday night football, the way the Cowboys have been playing, and I think Thursday night was a big thing for them because they got torched, as you just talked about, got torched by the Seahawks. And they still found a way to win the game.
And Tony Pollard's coming into a bit of form now.
He has.
Yeah.
Great trade, Pete. We won't go into it.
Two Monday night football games. As if one wasn't enough, we've got two. Which
they're
is
both
good.
On at the same time.
I don't understand that. Like, there's obviously going to be some sort of reason.
Why can't we have a 9 o'clock game?
They've done this. I don't know. Titans at Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Agreed. And then finally, Packers at Giants.
Packers as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we went the other way at the start of the season, but it's amazing how pre-season hype gets to you with a lot of teams.
So we have, just to summarise that, out of the... There's 15 games next week. It's just two teams on bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of them we've gone the same way. 5 of them we've differed, which is mainly H differing with us.
Yeah.
Although
you've taken the Falcons.
I've taken the Falcons to differ against you two. So I'm not getting a lot of games back on you, Ian. But let's face it, I'm not winning this.
Terrific
just
week.
Just trying to make it acceptable.
Terrific week. Once again, thanks very much for your company. Remember, follow us on all of the socials, which is at JMDpod on your Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you want to email us in, get a listener to send us a selection nightmare in again, because we enjoyed that. So
he says Pete making one up, apparently.
Yeah. Email in jmdpod@outlook.com. And remember, join the Fantasy Game Day. Use promo code JMDFS and get your second week on us. Text us your user ID and we'll add you to our tracker.
Don't text us because none of you got our phone numbers.
Text us in the, Twitter.
If you want to text H, his phone number is...
No. Let's not do that. Text us in Twitter or DM us, whatever it's called, what the cool kids say. Send us your user ID. We'll add you
this
to our tracker.
All over the place.
And
I was just trying to leave you to finish.
Is Ian ruining it by constantly criticising me?
I just don't know why you tell people to text you.
Have a wonderful week, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Text costs 50p plus your standard network rate.